there may be a connection between the pandemic and obesity. A new report from the CDC says 16 states now have obesity rates of 35% or higher. That's four more states added to the list since 2019. And those obesity rates are rising faster for racial minorities. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Fatima Cody Stanford is a leading obesity researcher at Harvard Medical School. She's long argued obesity's growing prevalence has not met with adequate recognition that it is a disease. And because it goes largely unrecognized or untreated, it does not surprise her that its incidence also continues to increase, especially during difficult times like these.
When we look at factors that play a role in rise in obesity, we know stress is one of them.
She says stress doesn't just affect exercise and eating patterns. It also prompts the body to store more fat. If anything, she says, the new data likely understate the problem.
When patients are reporting or individuals are reporting their weight, they tend to underreport. So I think that this report will undercapture actually the degree of obesity in the U.S.
Obesity is one of the fastest growing overarching health threats, both to individuals and the healthcare system. The pandemic laid bare how obesity makes people more vulnerable to hospitalization and death from COVID. At the same time, it worsened many of the social and economic factors that cause obesity, too. Nadine Gracia is president and CEO of Trust for America's Health, a health policy group that analyzed the CDC's 2020 data. She says larger investments in healthier school meals and greater access to recreation are necessary to combat what is essentially an accelerating problem.
In the year 2000, no state had an adult obesity rate that was above 25%.
Now, all but three states, Colorado, Massachusetts, and Hawaii, plus the District of Columbia, have crossed that threshold. The rates are higher in the South and Midwest. There are big racial differences, too. Nearly half of Black people and 57% of Black women have obesity. In the Latino population, the rate is nearly 45%. Among white adults, 42%. Gracia says with obesity comes a threat of diabetes, heart or kidney disease, and cancer. That adds to an enormous financial cost.
We spend about $149 billion annually on healthcare costs that are obesity related.
Elena Rios is president and CEO of the National Hispanic Medical Association. She says more minority families face the economic brunt of the pandemic because they represent a greater share of low-wage or essential workers.
I mean, there's just so much pressure on low-income families. Everybody has to pitch in and do something that they don't take care of their health.
There are other community factors Rios points to as well. Fewer local options for healthy food, less access to health insurance and care.
Our communities don't get the messages that you're going to have diabetes earlier, you're going to have heart disease earlier in your life, and by the time you're 30s and 40s, you're going to be on dialysis. That's the trend that's happening in our communities.
Many experts see promise in new medications that appear safer and more effective than previous treatments. But few patients have access because most insurers don't cover them. Congress is considering legislation to allow Medicare to cover obesity drugs. Tammy Boyd is chief policy officer of the Black Women's Health Imperative. She says that would be a huge step.
By Medicare covering, it's providing access.
And it might spur other insurers to do the same.
If Medicare covers, right, I think other plans will follow.
And that might help curb the disturbing trend. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.